Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣的带领，让我们大家来教会聚会，一起来敬拜神。
Thank God for His guidance that we are able to sit here to join the service tonight.
首先，我们来朗读今天的读经进度。
And we're going to follow the Bible reading schedule first.
请翻开腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章，我们今天要念第一节到第九节。
We're going to read through verse 1 to 9.
我们一起开声用中文朗读。第四章第一节，我所亲爱、我所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐、我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。我劝有阿爹和寻基督基要在主里同心，我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格利勉，并其余和我一同做工的，她们的名字都在生命册上。你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，赐平安的神就必与你们同在。阿们。好，这个是我们今天的读经进度。那在这一段圣经里面，保罗告诉我们要常常喜乐。
So in this passage, Paul told us to rejoice always.
那我们怎么样才有办法常常喜乐呢？
So how are we able to be rejoice?
那第六到第七节这里告诉我们，我们要把一切我们的一切交托给神。
So in verse 6 to 7, here it says that we have to give everything by prayer and supplication.
要让忧愁来占我们的心。
And do not be anxious.
那我们凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢神。
So by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving.
那神所要赐给我们的平安是我们想象不到的。
So the peace of God will surpass all of our understanding.
换一个角度来说。
So on the other hand,
神要给我们的平安不是建立在平安无事的情况下。
The peace that God wants to grant us doesn't based on everything goes very smoothly.
而是不管在什么样的环境里面，只要我们心里有神
，It is that no matter what happened，
我们常常的依靠神。
We are able to rely on God。
那我们就可以从神那边可以得到平安跟喜乐。
And we are able to receive joy and peace from God。
好，这个就是我们今天的读经进度。
And this is our Bible reading schedule today。
那小弟今天要跟大家分享的主题是爱能遮掩许多的罪。
And today I want to share a title that love covers a multitude of sins.
我们一起来翻开彼得前书第四章第七节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7.
彼得前书第四章七到八节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7 to 8.
第七节，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。这里彼得长老告诉当时的信徒
，Here the apostle Peter tells the believers，
末后的日子就要快来了。
That the end time is about to come。
那在这样的时代里面，信徒要警觉。
So in times like these, we have to stay alert.
要能够谨慎自守。
We need to be self-controlled.
那更重要的是，信徒之间必须要切实的彼此相爱。
And we have to love one another.
因为爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
Because love covers a multitude of sins.
那彼得在写这封书信的时候
When Peter wrote this letter,
那使徒时代的教会其实正在受到罗马政府的一个迫害。
The early church was going through a time of persecution.
那罗马皇帝曾经指使人纵火焚烧罗马城，然后把这个嫁祸给基督徒。
And the Roman emperor ordered the city of Rome to set fire and falsely accused a Christian.
因为这样引起了罗马人对基督徒的憎恨跟迫害。
So this caused hatred toward Christians and led to persecution.
那教会在面临这样的压力底下，
So under such intense pressure for church,
就很容易暴露出人性的弱点出来。
And it is very easy to expose human's weakness.
那信徒就会变得很急躁，没有耐心。
And believers could easily become impatient.
那会埋怨，会互相指责。
Grumble and point fingers to one another.
所以彼得长老特别提醒信徒。
So that's why Peter gave this important reminder.
在这样子的一个情形下，最要紧的就是要彼此相爱。
That above all things have fervent love for one another.
因为只有彼此相爱的心，才能够消除人跟人之间的冲突跟对立。
So only when we truly love one another can conflicts and divisions be overcome.
这样子教会才有凝聚力，才有办法站立得稳。
And that kind of love brings unity to the church and it enables it to stand firm.
那我们现在的环境，信仰非常自由。
And today we enjoy our religious freedom.
没有外在环境的压迫。
We do not face outward persecution.
但是教会所受到这个社会的影响，其实比以前更深、更容易。
But the church today is being influenced by the society.
因为这个是一个无形的思想的影响。
Because it is an invisible idea.
而且是影响到每一个信徒。
And that shape the way we think.
像是现在的社会讲求的是个人主义。
Because the society strongly emphasizes on individualism.
每个人都有他自己的想法，他的主张。
And everyone is encouraged to have their own opinions.
而且基本上只要不影响到、不危害到别人，都要被尊重。
And as long as they do not harm other people.
所以没有所谓的绝对的对跟错。
They should be respected, so there is no exactly right or wrong.
所以在这个社会上其实已经没有绝对的价值标准了。
So society has lost its sense of absolute standard.
那间接地就造成整个社会的道德败坏。
And this led to the decline of morality.
那以前维系整个社会稳定的道德价值跟人伦关系也逐渐在瓦解。
So the moral foundations and relationships that once held society together are gradually breaking down.
那像现在我们每天的社会新闻里面，就不时会听到一些家庭成员之间凶杀的一些案子。
So as we look at the news, we often hear a lot of tragic stories of violence.
有父亲杀儿子的。
Like fathers killing their own children.
还有儿子会杀父亲的。
Children killing their own parents.
那像最近还有那个公公杀死媳妇的。
And just last week, there was a case of a father-in-law killing daughter-in-law.
像这样的新闻，其实我们在一二十年前基本上是连想都不会想到。
And such news would have been quite unimaginable 20 years ago.
但是现在听多了、看多了，觉得慢慢的习惯。
But after hearing and seeing these tragedies happen again and again, we might get used to it.
这就是一种罪恶的一个渗透。
So this is how sin gradually enters our hearts.
然后渗到我们每个人的心里面。
And it is able to affect us.
那我们渐渐的习惯这样的环境。
That we become numb to them.
尤其是我们的下一代。
Especially for our next generation.
会让人以为说，这样的生活其实是很正常的。
And we might think that it is quite normal to live in this way.
其实这是不对的。
But it is actually wrong.
所以我们更应该像彼得长老所说的，所提醒我们的。
So we must remember Peter's reminder.
要谨慎自守，要警醒祷告。
To be sober and watchful and sober and in spirit for the purpose of prayer.
不要迷失在这个末世的洪流里面。
And so that we will not be swept away by the currents of this end time.
而彼此相爱更是维系教会的一个最重要的力量。
And loving one another is the most important strength that holds the church together.
主耶稣说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
And Jesus once said that by this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
那是因为有神，有爱在我们中间。
This is because God and his love is present among us.
相反的，如果信徒没有彼此相爱的心，
But on the other hand, if believers do not have love for one another,
没有爱，没有神在我们中间。
If there is no love and no presence of God among us,
那我们还可以称作是神的教会吗？
And can we still truly be called the church of God?
那我们怎么跟神来做见证？
So how can we testify for the Lord Jesus?
那我们跟一般的社团有什么不一样呢？
And what would make us different from any other organization or social group?
所以这句话彼得长老两千年的提醒。
So this reminder that was given 2,000 years ago.
那在我们这个时候其实更显得非常重要。
Is even more important and relevant for us today.
而彼此相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
And when Peter says love will cover a multitude of sins.
这里的遮掩不是隐瞒，也不是视而不见。
The word cover here doesn't mean to hide or pretend that nothing has happened.
也不是当作没有发生过。
Like nothing has happened.
那当罪的问题发生的时候，我们要正面去面对它。
So when the problem of sin arises, we have to face it directly.
我们要去处理它，要去改正，要去悔改。
And to deal with it and to repent.
而不是去隐瞒。
Rather than hide it.
那这里的遮掩，它的意思是覆盖它。
So the word cover here is to cover it.
不要让它张扬出来，不要让它这个罪扩散，让它发酵。
So that the sin will not be exposed or spread.
因为罪已经发生了，就不可能再回头去把它抹掉。
So because it has already happened, we are not able to erase it.
但是我们不需要罪继续发酵。
But we wouldn't expect a sin to continue to grow.
所以我们才说会把它覆盖，不要让罪继续扩大。
So we want to cover it.
那对罪我们要的态度是要憎恶，要撇弃。
So when it comes to sin, we should hate it and turn away from it.
这是没有商量的余地的。
So there is no room for compromise.
所以绝对不能再犯相同的错。
And we must not repeat the same mistake again.
但是对人，我们要宽容。
But when it comes to people, we must forgive.
我们要给他悔改的机会。
And we must give them the opportunity to repent.
我们要用爱去挽回犯罪的人。
And use love to restore them.
而不是给犯罪的人贴标签。
Instead of labeling them.
我们把犯罪的人贴标签，他就永远翻不了身。
And if we do that, they may feel trapped by the label.
因为我们每个人也都是罪人。
Because every one of us are sinners.
我们也都有犯错的时候。
We all have sinned before.
对罪我们要警戒。
And we must stay alert when it comes to sin.
要绝对的禁止。
We must forbid it.
那对人我们要给人改错的机会。
But as for people, we must let them have the opportunity to turn away from sin.
我来看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章第三节。
John chapter 8 verse 3.
约翰福音第八章第三节。文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中，就对耶稣说：“夫子，这妇人是正行淫之时被拿的。摩西在律法上吩咐我们，把这样的妇人用石头打死。你说该把她怎么样呢？”他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。他们还是不住地问他。耶稣就直起腰来对他们说：“你们中间谁是没有罪的， 谁就可以先拿石头打他。于是又弯着腰用指头在地上画字。他们听见这话，就从老到少一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。耶稣就直起腰来对他说：妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？十一节，他说：主啊，没有。耶稣说：我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。这里文士和法利赛人他们抓了一个邪淫的妇人来到主耶稣的面前。
So here the scribes and Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery.
那就问主耶稣说要来怎么处理这个妇人。
And they asked Jesus how to deal with this woman.
因为照摩西律法上所写的，邪淫的妇人是要用石头打死的。
According to the law of Moses, the woman caught in adultery was to be stoned to death.
那他们来问主耶稣，其实不是说他们不知道摩西律法。
But they didn't come to Jesus because they don't know about how to handle the situation.
他们的目的是要来抓主耶稣的把柄。
Their purpose was to test him.
因为不管主耶稣回答是要用石头打死还是不要用石头打死，他们都有把柄来告主耶稣。
Because no matter how Jesus answered, whether he said to stone her or not to stone her, they have the things to accuse him.
因为如果主耶稣说可以用石头打死，那他们就可以告到罗马政府。
Because if Jesus said that she should be stoned to death, they could hand him over to the Roman authorities.
那说他是唆使人，可以用石头打这个妇人，那就违反了罗马政府的律法。
To claim that he was encouraged people to carry out the execution.
那么他就可以告到罗马政府那边，把耶稣交给罗马政府来处理。
So they could accuse Jesus of violating Roman law and hand the matter over the Roman Empire.
那如果主耶稣回答说不可以用石头打他，
But if Jesus said that she shouldn't be stoned,
那耶稣的说法就会违背了摩西的律法。
They could accuse him of going against the law of Moses.
那他们这一帮人就可以说耶稣是要来废掉摩西的律法。
And they could said that Jesus came to abolish the law.
那他的道理是不对的。
And his teachings was wrong.
他不可能是从神来的。
And that he didn't come from God.
那对犹太人来讲，这其实是一个更严厉的一个指控。
So for the Jewish people, this would have been an even more serious accusation.
因为犹太人就不会再相信耶稣了。
Because the Jewish people would not believe in Jesus.
这才是那个文士跟法利赛人他们所想看到的。
And that is what the scribes and Pharisees wants to see.
那主耶稣知道他们的诡计，没有中他们的计。
And Jesus knew their intentions and didn't fall into their trap.
然后就回答他们说：“你们中间谁没有罪，就可以先拿石头打他。”
And instead, he answered them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first."
结果在场的人一个一个人都走了。
But one by one, the people who were there walked away.
没有人敢拿石头来打这个妇人。
In the end, no one dared to pick up a stone to stone the woman.
所以最后只剩下耶稣跟那个妇人在那里。
So only Jesus and the woman remained there.
主耶稣也没有拿石头打这个妇人。
And the Lord Jesus didn't throw a stone at her.
他也没有定她的罪。
Nor did he condemn her.
他跟这个妇人说：“我也不定你的罪，从此不要再犯罪了。”
And he said to the woman, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more."
从此不要再犯罪了，是这个整个故事的重点。
So go and sin no more is the key point of this story.
那也是这个妇人她一个新生命的起点。
And it also marked the beginning of this woman.
以西结书十八章内记载。
And in Ezekiel chapter 18.
主耶和华说：“恶人死亡，岂是我喜悦的吗？不是喜悦他回头离开所行的道存活吗？”
Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die and not that he should turn from his ways and live?
一个人犯了罪，神所愿意看到的不是这个罪人被判死刑。
So when a person commits sin, what God desires to see is not that the sinner is condemned to death.
不是让这个罪人永不得翻身。
Or not being able to restore.
如果这样，最后其实就是落到 撒旦的网络里面。
If that happened, it is eventually falling into the trap of Satan.
这不是神所愿意看到的。
So that is not God, desire.
神所愿意看到的是罪人悔改，而且不再犯罪。
What God desires to see is for sinners to repent and turn away.
最后被神接纳，重新回到神的怀抱。
And be accepted by Him and return to His loving embrace.
这是神的爱，他遮掩这个罪的一个目的。
And this is the true love of God, and this is the ultimate purpose of covering sin.
有一次的学生灵恩会。
Once during a student spiritual convocation.
有天晚上在辅导员的会议以后。
One night after a counselor's meeting.
有一个辅导员又召集了一次的辅导员会议。
One of the counselors called another meeting.
在会议里面说到说有学生在阳台抽烟。
And he said that some students had been smoking on the balcony.
那辅导长听到这个消息非常的难过。
So when the head counselor heard about it, he was very upset.
那晚上几乎都睡不着。
And he couldn't sleep at night.
隔天早祷结束以后。
And the next morning after the morning prayer.
那辅导长要宣布事情。
So he has announcement.
他不是用严厉责备的方式要抽烟的人站出来。
And he didn't harshly scold the students or ask those who made mistakes to stood up.
而是说出他内心的一个感受，说他非常的难过。
Instead, he shared his feelings.
他为那些犯错的学员难过。
And he shared his sadness for the students who made the mistakes.
他希望这些学员可以私下主动来找辅导长。
And he hoped that they could come to him privately.
那很勇敢的来承认自己的错误。
And admit their fault bravely.
那后来有一个孩子，他受了感动，他主动来找辅导长。
And later, one of the students was moved, and he came to the head counselor.
那他跟辅导长承认他有抽烟，他也把香烟交出来。
He confessed that he had been smoking, and he handed over his cigarettes.
那他也鼓励其他一起抽烟的同学一起来认错。
And he also encouraged other students who also smoked with him to admit their mistakes.
他们知道他们错了，他们跟老师道歉。
And they realized they had done wrong, and they apologized to the counselor.
可是辅导长并没有责备他们。
But the counselor didn't scold them.
而是跟他们像朋友一样跟他们聊天。
Instead, he treated them as friends and talked to them.
去了解他们为什么会抽烟的原因。
And he spent time to get to know what are the reasons behind for them to smoke.
那他也跟他们分享他自己成长的心路历程。
And he also shared the experience he had gone through in his life.
那他们跟老师坦诚他们犯错的原因。
So these students were willing to share with the counselor the reasons behind their mistakes.
那老师其实也能够理解他们的感受。
And the counselors were able to understand.
那这个辅导长让这个学生知道说，其实有很多人在关心这些学生们。
And the counselor helped them realize that there were many people who cared about them.
而且愿意跟他们走这段路。
And were willing to walk with them.
而学生们也能够感受到从教会里面来的温暖。
And the students were able to feel the warmth that come from church.
愿意去改掉这个抽烟的坏习惯。
And they became willing to get rid of this bad habit.
这个就是用爱来遮掩学生所犯的错。
So this is a true example of covering sin with love.
用爱的力量让这个学生来悔改，来修正。
And with the power of love to lead the students to repent.
我们来看雅各书的第五章。
Let's turn to James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章十九节。
James chapter 5, verse 15.
雅各书第五章十九节。
James chapter 5, verse 19.
我的弟兄们，你们中间若有迷失真道的，有人使他回转，这人该知道叫一个罪人从迷路上转回，便是救一个灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。神的爱不是要来定人的罪。
And God's love is not meant to condemn people.
而是愿意人人都能够悔改。
but to lead them to repentance.
让人的灵魂不至于灭亡。
So that their souls may be saved.
爱可以使人回转。
And love brings people back.
那回转以后，以前所犯的罪就被遮掩了，就不再被纪念。
And after they return, the sin they used to, they have done and have to remember no more.
而彼得本身其实也曾经软弱过。
And Peter himself has also experienced moments of weakness.
但是他的软弱被主耶稣用爱来包容他。
But the Lord Jesus covered his weakness with love.
用爱来引导他悔改，遮掩了他的罪。
Guide him to repentance and cover his sin.
那在主耶稣要被抓的那个晚上，
On the night when Jesus was about to be arrested,
在逾越节的晚餐以后，
After the Passover meal,
主耶稣曾经对彼得说，
Jesus said to Peter,
今夜鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
彼得回答主耶稣说，
And Peter replied,
我就是和你一起受死也愿意，怎么可能不认你呢？
And even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you.
这个时候的彼得他是信心满满的。
So Peter was full of confidence.
但是在几个小时以后，
But just a few hours later,
主耶稣在客西马尼园被抓了。
Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane.
门徒们都四散了。
And all the disciples scattered.
那彼得跟着主耶稣来到大祭司的院子里面。
And Peter followed Jesus to the courtyard of the high priest.
有一个使女认出他来。
And there was a servant girl who recognized him.
对他说，你跟那个加利利人耶稣是同一伙的。
And said to him, you also were with Jesus the Galilean.
这时候彼得不敢承认。
But Peter was afraid to admit it.
他回答使女说，我不知道你说的是什么。
He replied that, I do not know what you are saying.
又过了一会。
And after a while,
有另外一个使女也认出彼得。
Another servant girl also recognized him.
就对那里的人说，哎，这个人也是跟拿撒勒人耶稣是同一伙的。
And said that this man was also with Jesus of Nazareth.
彼得还是不承认。
But Peter denied it again.
而且起誓说我不认得耶稣这个人。
And even swearing an oath that I do not know the man.
那又过了一回。
And after a little while.
彼得旁边站的人来对彼得说，你真的是跟他们是一党的。
Those standing nearby came to Peter and said, surely you are also one of them.
因为你的口音把你露出来了。
For your speech betrays you.
那彼得就发咒起誓说，我不认得这个人。
Then Peter began to curse and swear that I do not know this man.
就是在这个时候，鸡就叫了。
So at that moment, the rooster crowed.
那在鸡叫的这个时候，
So during the moment,
路加福音那边的记载呢，又特别加了一段很动人的细节。
The Gospel of Luke records a very touching details.
就是说到主耶稣转过身来看彼得。
It says that the Lord turned and looked at Peter.
当主耶稣看彼得的眼神交汇的那一刻，
When the eyes of Jesus and Peter met,
主耶稣的眼神应该不是责备的眼神。
The Lord's eyes were not filled with anger,
而是同情跟怜悯的眼神。
But with compassion and mercy.
他怜悯彼得的软弱。
Jesus have compassionate towards Peter's weakness.
而那一刻彼得应该一辈子也忘不掉。
So that moment was something Peter would never forget for the rest of his life.
彼得想起了几个小时前他才怎么跟主耶稣说。
And Peter remembered what Jesus had said to him just a few hours earlier.
他是怎么回答主耶稣的？
And how he answered Jesus.
他想到自己的软弱。
He remembered his weaknesses.
就跑出去痛哭。
And he went outside and wept bitterly.
彼得的软弱，他不是只是一个小过失而已。
And Peter's weakness was not just a small mistake.
他是三次公开当众起誓来否认自己的老师。
And he publicly denied his teacher three times.
这其实是一个很沉重的罪跟羞愧。
And it was a serious sin and brought him into deep shame.
但是对于彼得公开的否认跟背叛，主耶稣完全没有责备他。
But even after Peter's public denial and betrayal, Jesus didn't blame him.
也没有放弃他。
Or give up on him.
在主耶稣复活以后，彼得和几个门徒回到加利利的海边去捕鱼。
And after Jesus was resurrected, Peter and several other disciples returned to the Sea of Galilee and went fishing.
那这时候主耶稣来到海边，在岸边为他们准备早餐。
Then Jesus came to the shore and prepared breakfast for them.
我们来看约翰福音的第二十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章第十五节。
John chapter 21 verse 15.
二十一章十五节。
John 21 verse 15.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”在吃完早餐以后，主耶稣他其实没有责备彼得的背叛。
So after they finished breakfast, Jesus didn't rebuke Peter for his betrayal.
那也没有对他说你不配再当使徒了。
Nor did he take away his position as the disciple.
而是三次的问他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Instead, he asked him three times, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?
约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
Simon, son of John, do you love me?
耶稣没有否认彼得曾经跌倒过。
And Jesus didn't deny that Peter had fallen.
但是他没有纠结在彼得他的过去。
But he didn't focus on Peter's past failure.
而是把焦点放在你现在愿意爱我吗？
Instead, he focused on is he willing to love him now?
因为耶稣想要挽回彼得。
Because Jesus wanted to restore Peter.
那主耶稣挽回彼得的方法就是交代任务给他。
And the way Jesus restore Peter was by entrusting him a mission.
他交代彼得说：“你喂养我的小羊，你牧养我的羊，你喂养我的羊。”
And he said to Peter, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, and feed my sheep."
主耶稣交付使命给彼得，让他成为教会的一个牧者。
And the Lord Jesus entrusted Peter with a mission and made him a shepherd of the church.
那当彼得在晚年写下最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
So, when Peter gets old, he writes that above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins.
彼得写这句话的时候，不只是对当时信徒的一个勉励。
So these words were not only an encouragement to believers.
也是他自己一生的一个见证。
But also a testimony of his life.
因为他就是一个被主耶稣被爱所挽回的人。
Because he himself was also a person who had been restored by the love of the Lord.
所以当我们弟兄姐妹软弱跌倒的时候，
So before, when our brothers and sisters become weak and fall into sin,
爱不是假装没有看见罪。
Love doesn't mean to pretend that sin doesn't exist.
也不是一直在抓住别人的过往。
Nor does it mean to hold on to someone's past forever.
而是要像主耶稣一样，引导人悔改，重新站起来。
Instead, like the Lord Jesus, we should guide them to our repentance to help them rise again.
恢复对神的一个侍奉。
And restore them to serve God.
一个罪人悔改，天上的使者也要为他欢喜。
So when one sinner repents, the angels in heaven rejoice over him.
那爱要如何遮掩许多的罪？
So how does love cover a multitude of sins?
圣经中还有一个很好的例子，就是约瑟。
So there is another wonderful example of Joseph.
约瑟的哥哥们因为嫉妒约瑟，所以本来商量要杀了他。
And Joseph's brother were jealous of him, and at first they planned to kill him.
但是后来他们把他卖给以实玛利人来当奴隶。
But later they decided to sell him to the Ishmaelites as a slave.
所以约瑟就被带离了他的故乡，来到埃及。
So Joseph was taken away from his homeland and brought to Egypt.
那在埃及，他本来在护卫长波提法的家里，其实也做得很好。
And in Egypt, Joseph first served in the house of Potiphar, and he did very well.
但是因为他没有听从那个祖母的诱惑，而被他陷害的。
But because he refused to give in to the temptation of Potiphar's wife, he was falsely accused.
他就被关到监牢里面去。
And be thrown into prison.
一直到他三十岁的时候，成为埃及的宰相。
And until he was 30, he became the governor of Egypt.
所以约瑟从17岁被他哥哥们卖到埃及，然后到30岁他成为埃及的宰相。
So from the time Joseph was sold to, by his brothers at the age of 17 until he became the governor of Egypt at the age of 30.
那总共有13年的时间他成为奴隶，他被关在监牢里面。
And these 13 years he was put into prison and became a slave.
这段时间他其实是失去自由的。
And he, even lost his freedom.
那这所有灾难的源头就是他的哥哥们嫉妒他，把他给卖了。
And all of the source of these hardships were his brothers.
后来在大饥荒的时候，他的哥哥们从迦南地来埃及抵粮。
And during the great famine, Joseph's brother came from the land of Canaan to buy grain.
他们就跪在约瑟的面前。
And they bowed down before Joseph.
但是他们那时候还不知道约瑟。
But they didn't recognize him.
约瑟认出他们来。
But Joseph recognized them.
他并没有当众来指责他的哥哥们。
But Joseph didn't publicly accuse his brothers.
他也没有要求他们道歉。
And he didn't demand them to apologize.
他也没有要他们为他们当初的行为来付出代价。
Or to pay the price for what they had done to him.
相反的，他把当时在场的埃及人都叫出去。
Instead, he asked all the Egyptians to leave the room.
我们来看创世纪的45章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 45.
创世纪45章第四节。
Genesis 45, verse 4.
创世纪四十五章第四节，约瑟又对他弟兄们说：“请你们进前来。”他们就进前来。他说：“我是你们的兄弟约瑟，就是你们所卖到埃及的。现在不要因为把我卖到这里自忧自恨。”这是神差我在你们以先来要保全性命。这里约瑟说不要因为把我卖到这里然后自忧自恨。
So here it says that do not be grieved or angry with yourself because you sold me here.
他的哥哥们把他卖到这里，这个是不可磨灭的事实。
And this is the fact that his brothers have sold him into Egypt.
那约瑟其实也还记在心上。
And Joseph hadn't forgotten what they had done.
他的哥哥们看到约瑟也非常的惊恐。
And when his brothers saw Joseph, they were very terrified.
因为他们面对的是他们十几年前所犯的错。
Because they were facing the wrong they had committed more than 10 years ago.
但是这个时候的约瑟，他没有追究，他没有指责。
But at that moment, Joseph didn't seek revenge.
他反而安慰他的哥哥们。
Instead, he comforted them.
是神把他派来这里。
And told him that, it was God who had sent him to Egypt.
所以是约瑟的饶恕，他遮掩了他哥哥们的罪。
So Joseph's forgiveness covered the sins of his brothers.
他们的父亲雅各离世以后。
And after their father Jacob died.
约瑟的哥哥们因为自己有罪恶感。
And Joseph's brothers because of their guilt.
害怕约瑟又来秋后算账。
They were afraid that Joseph would seek revenge.
所以就跑来约瑟的面前，跪在他面前求饶。
So they came before Joseph and bowed down before him.
那约瑟就流着眼泪对他们说。
And Joseph wept and said to them.
不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？
And do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God?
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的。
But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good.
要保全许多人的性命。
In order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people's life.
约瑟不仅没有报复，甚至用亲爱的话来安慰他的哥哥们。
So Joseph chose not to take revenge.
而且承诺会继续养活他们跟他们的后代子孙。
But he also promised that he would continue to provide for them.
所以约瑟对哥哥们的饶恕就成就了以色列民族的一个兴旺。
So it is his forgiveness that accomplished the flourish of the Israelites.
他们从七十多人来到埃及。
And when they first came to Egypt, they only have 70 people.
在四百年以后。
But 400 years later.
当摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候。
When Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
已经有两三百万人。
Their number had increased to 2 or 3 million.
就应验了神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
And it also fulfills God's promise to Abraham.
有一个姐妹在前往教会的路上被一台货柜车撞倒了。
And there was a sister who was hit by a container truck.
那这情况是非常的危急。
And her condition was extremely critical.
那她被送到医院，经过两次的手术。
And she was sent to the hospital after two surgeries.
她的语言发动中枢跟语言的理解中枢的地方都已经被撞烂了，所以切掉。
And the areas of her brain responsible for speech and language was being severely damaged and had to be removed.
那手术以后能不能醒，能不能说话，其实情况非常不乐观。
So after the surgery, whether she could speak again or able to wake up, the situation was very discouraging.
但是在她先生还有家人教会弟兄姐妹的关心跟迫切祷告之下，
But through the care and concern of her husband, family members, and brothers and sisters,
这个姐妹的病情一天比一天进步。
And his sisters, the sister condition improved day by day.
到第九天就已经转到普通病房。
And on the ninth day, she was transferred to a regular hospital room.
三个多星期就可以出院，然后来到教会聚会。
And 3 weeks later, she was discharged and was able to return to church.
三个月以后，她恢复了几乎95%。
And 3 months later, she had recovered about 95%.
她没有癫痫或是抽搐。
She didn't experience seizures or convulsions.
对亲友的记忆也大致都恢复了。
And her memories had almost returned.
只是偶尔说话还是不是很理想。
Even though her speech was still not completely clear.
但是这已经是一个很大的神迹了。
But it was already a great miracle.
而另外一方面，
On the other hand,
因为这场车祸开了一个侦查庭，
during the investigation.
那一开始这个货柜车司机其实一直否认有撞到这个姐妹。
The truck driver continued to deny that he had hit the sister.
但是就在他们家人多方面的拜访目击证人的采证下，
But after they visited multiple witnesses and gathered evidence,
那都确认说是这个货柜司机飙车然后撞到人。
It was confirmed that the driver had been speeding and struck her with the truck.
而这个承办的检察官也相信他们所提供的证据。
And the prosecutor also believed the evidence they provided.
所以他们对于这场官司其实有非常高的把握度能够得胜。
So they were confident that they would win the lawsuit.
但是就在他们开第三次的侦查庭的时候，
But on the third investigation,
这个姐妹的家人他们撤销了告诉。
The sister's family decided to withdraw the charges.
而且放弃了所有的赔偿请求。
And gave up all claims for compensation.
他们原来的心态是这个货车司机做错事，不应该在市区里面快速的开着货柜车。
And at first, they think that the truck driver shouldn't be speeding in the city.
然后撞到这个姐妹，让她身受重伤。
And to struck the sister to suffer such serious injuries.
他们想看到这个司机要为他的犯错来付出代价。
And they wanted to see him to pay the price for what he had done.
甚至希望他能够倾家荡产。
And even to the point of losing everything.
但是当他们看到这个姐妹的康复的时候，
But when they witnessed the sister's recovery,
那个是超乎人能够想象的。
It was way beyond what anyone could have imagined.
他们感受到神的恩典跟眷顾。
And they experienced God's grace and care.
而另外一方面，他们也看到这个司机的家庭。
And they also saw the situation of the driver's family.
这个小孩子都还很小。
That his children were still very young.
他们也不忍心看到这个司机因为这场车祸的官司而妻离子散。
And they couldn't bear to see that this driver's family fall apart because of this lawsuit.
最后受苦的还是他那些无辜的孩子们。
And the ones who suffer was his innocent children.
所以他们决定撤销了告诉。
So they decided to withdraw the charges.
原谅了这个司机。
And forgive the driver.
从神来的爱胜过了因为这场车祸所产生出来的愤怒跟恨意。
And the love that came from God overcame the anger and hatred.
当这个告诉撤销以后，他们其实感到心里非常的舒畅。
So after withdrawing the charges, they felt a great sense of peace.
而这个姐妹其实后来也好得更加的完全。
And the sister's condition also continued to improve.
连后遗症都没有了。
And she recover completely without any lasting effects.
后来也能够回到学校去教书。
And she was able to return to school to teach.
所以爱能够遮掩一切的过犯。
So love covers all sins.
而这个爱是来自于主耶稣对这个姐妹的一个怜悯。
And this love came from the Lord Jesus' compassion toward the sister.
也遮掩了这个司机所犯的错误。
And also covered the mistake that the driver had made.
爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
Love covers a multitude of sins.
是要防止罪的发酵跟扩散。
And its purpose is to prevent sin from spreading and continue to grow.
造成教会的对立跟纷争。
And causing division and conflicts.
爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
And love covers a multitude of sins.
是要用我们用爱来挽回犯罪的人。
To reach out with love to restore those who have fallen.
给他们悔改的空间。
And give them space to repent.
让他们回到主耶稣的怀抱。
So they may return to the arms of Jesus.
小弟今天的分享到这边。
That concludes our tonight's service.